Radio ETC
ドキュメンタリーハワイズラストクイーン、ハワイ最後の女王を見ながらハワイ出身のビル先生のレッスンを受けています。1778年、初めての西洋人であるクック船長がハワイを訪れた頃、ハワイには80万のハワイ人が住んでいました。ところが50年後にはその 80% が死に絶えてしまいます。伝染病やアルコール中毒症など西洋人が持ち込んだ病気が原因でした。ハワイ王室の人々も消滅の危機に瀕していました。カメハメハ5世も後継者を指名することなく肺気症で亡くなります。
Liliu became expert in the ancient chants at a time when traditions were being lost. The Hawaiians themselves were disappearing. The ali'i were dying off at an alarming rate. Epidemics and alcoholism, diseases of foreign contact, were taking their toll. Kings were dying young without heirs.When Westerners had first arrived in the islands in 1778, there were 800,000 Hawaiian people. Only 50 years later, 80% of the population had perished.
さて、 dying off とはどのような意味なのでしょうか?
Die off means to disappear. To disappear.
So what is the difference of meaning of or nuance between?The Ari were dying off,、and the Ari were dying.
Okay, so dying off means to become extinct. For example, like the Toki of Sado Island, they died off.、And so the Toki that are there now are not really Japanese Toki, they're from China. So they died off, they disappeared. And dying means it's an action, it's happening now.、So just dying from old age...from war, from disease. It doesn't mean you're going to disappear.
Oh, I
see. It's the action of dying, the process of dying.
So could you give me some sentences?
Okay, so I'll use the Toki example again. Most of the native Toki had died off, so a Chinese variety was introduced. Or, here's another one.After the Meiji Restoration, the samurai class began dying off. The samurai class disappeared.
Hawaii's Last Queen には ETC 英会話のホームページからリンクを貼っておきました。番組のトランスクリプトも掲載しています。こちらもどうぞチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。
Mahalo!